entire attack of fighting seraphim, confused, saw where the sword of Michael smote and felled whole squadrons at once with huge two-handed sway. The terrible Lord's edge came down wide-wasting. At the approach of Satan, Michael stops and he turns to him, author of evil. Unknown until the crime of thy revolt, how hast thou disturbed heaven's blessed peace? And unto nature wrought misery, unknown until the crime of thy rebellion. How hast thou instilled thy malice into thousands, once upright and faithful, now proved false? Oh, heaven cast thee out! And Satan is cast out, along with his fallen angels, now demons. Have you ever noticed that every story has a villain? Yeah, every story has a bad guy, from the big bad wolf, to the wicked stepmother, to the Lord of the Ring. Every story has a villain because yours does. Yours does. I'm going to show you a scene from The Last of the Mohicans, another one. This is a scene where Magua is leading the king's army to the safety of the fort. He is posing as a Mohican, but he's really a Huron. He's the king's enemy, and he's about to betray them. He's leading them not to safety, he's leading them into an ambush. And it's vicious. This isn't a clean, nice little war. And this is hard to watch, this scene. You may need to avert your eyes, but I show it to you intentionally because it is a spiritual picture of what happens in heaven. Magua isn't killed in that scene. He vanishes into the smoke to fight another day. Well, the Lord wins in Act 2. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. In this scene, Magua was aiming his weapon. He was aiming all of his hatred. Those were the daughters of the colonel. He hates the colonel, but he's out of reach. So he's going to aim all of his malice, all of his venom, where it would do the most damage to his father's heart. To his daughter, to his beloveds. Satan can't reach.